Blog Talk Radio.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell.
Boy! Oh! My God!
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Horrible men. We're villainous, killerless, lecherous, treacherous, stuffiest, roughiest men. To the crime we commit would make strong men afraid. You can blame us for it, for the rent must be paid. We are horrible men. We are horrible men.
And now live from coast to coast, interplanetary broadcast commencing on Friday Night Possum, and here is the Possum Theme. adrenaline. Well, hey, Gumby, what's up, man? Welcome, Friday Night Possum, Breakfast of Champions, here on the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. This is actually a completely uncool, let's say, podcast. So we refer to it as a radio program. Profit free, we remind you. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest. Blah, blah. Mondays, Possum Hour. Fridays, again. And in between, it's clobbering time. Your pal and mine, Ben J. Grimm. Well, it's a nice Friday evening here on planet Earth. I expect everybody's out having some fun somewhere. Except me and this guy.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and nobody, Professor R.J. Gumby! It's a mystery, is what that is. It's a mystery.
Are the possums having a party?
Yes. They're having a party and we weren't invited, man. What a drag.
This is Friday, right?
It is Friday. You know what? Honest to God. I clicked the little thing down a corner. It's Friday. It is Friday. Okay.
All right.
We're here. We're here.
They like to make an entrance. That's what it is.
Well, you know, it is Friday night, and it's a nice night out.
It is a nice night out.
If we had any sense, we'd be out there, too. You know? Instead,
but
I'm in here thinking.
Here we are.
My last thought before I started the show, I said, you know, my gosh, I kind of like sneezing. That was my whole topic for tonight. Yeah, doesn't it feel good when you sneeze?
It does. It's a nice relief.
It's kind of like an orgasm for your nose.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And we'll take it any way we can get it.
Few and far between these days, that's for sure.
Got that right.
Snoot orgasm.
Snoot orgasm. I like it.
So I worked my tail off this week.
That's good.
Yeah. Made a lot of dough.
Nice. We've been very busy.
Yeah.
You've been nailing it, man. I love the ones you've been posting. You've been nailing it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank
you.
That one guy, the last guy, though. If you don't get him, you should drum out of the business. You know,
and he was very happy with that drawing. He was very happy with that.
Oh yeah, he was the chief. He was the chief. I don't know if you call him Herman or German. Most of those guys were international guys.
Yeah.
And this one cat looked like Anthony Hopkins, except with about 75 more pounds. And he's piercing blue eyes. And I said, you know, you kind of look like Anthony Hopkins. He goes, who is Anthony Hopkins? Well, he's like an English actor. English actor. Yeah.
There you go.
And I guess he lost his character.
After he's eaten a whole lot of people.
Yeah, after he ran into a school bus. Yeah. And then he must have lost his pitcher because he came back to get a replacement. He says, "Yeah, I am English actor. Remember?"
He had you do it again?
Yeah, he lost it. He lost his first.
Well, anyway, that's a nice compliment that he wants another one.
Oh, I was doing some beautiful shit there, man. I was on fire. I was on fire.
How's on fire?
And then people started bringing up gym cracks, and it blew the whole vibe, man.
Oh, Jesus.
I got to put a little sign, little thing on my sign that says, "No gym cracks." Or better yet, I should put "no cell phones," because they might not understand what gym cracks are.
Yeah. Not many of us do.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake for crying out loud.
Uh-huh. And that is
It's just
proof.
Me, you, Gumby, and Ted. That's it so far, baby. You're in good hands. You're in good hands. Except maybe I wouldn't trust Ted. My buddy. So anyways, the gym crack came in handy this week. How so? Last night I was supposed to do this gig, and guy's been sending me texts saying, don't forget the gig Thursday night. Don't forget the gig.
Oh, okay. Exciting. Yeah.
I said, it's 7 to 10, right, at the Renaissance Hotel. Yeah, he writes back, 7 to 10, Renaissance Hotel, hunky dunk. So I leave early. It's like 6:30. I'm downtown. Driving to the gig, and I get a text at the stoplight. So I look at it. It says, "Where are you?"
Oh, geez.
The corner. I'm at the corner, 6:30, And park in a valet parking, get right up there, second floor.
Okay.
I come in, and I'm like, "What's up, dude? I mean, everything's already going." And I said, "What, was it supposed to start at 6:30? He goes, "No, 6. And I go, "Oh. Well, you told me it was 7 in the text, man." He gets out his gym crack, vip, 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 whoop. Busted. Text exonerated my ass, man.
That's when you really like it.
Doesn't work out so good for them guys in Washington all the time, but...
Not at all.
If you're telling the truth, text will back you up, man.
Yep.
Is this the most boring show we've ever done so far?
We're waiting for Pops to show up.
9+ years.
Cake's lonely.
We need somebody to dance with.
We're almost hitting 10 years.
I know.
Good guy.
Was it March? Is it March?
The end of March. Yep. So let's call it April 1st. So it'll be a nice April Fool's.
All right.
But it's
that makes
March 31st or whatever.
I like it
there
a
you
lot.
Go. So for now on, it's April Fool's Day.
That's our anniversary. Watching this, speaking of being on the air for so long, they have compilations of old theme songs.
Yeah.
On the YouTube, and they had failed youth sitcoms of 78 and 79 or something like that.
Failed youth.
And they were a bunch of post Animal House ripoffs and whatnot. So this one is called Brothers and Sisters, focusing on a fraternity and a sorority at a college. Who's playing the dean? William Wyndham. Payday. Payday for Bill.
Oh, shit.
Gonna love it. All right. I probably had about 4 episodes.
And he was in it? He was in the end?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the credits at the beginning, you know, William Wyndham.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was the dean. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But he probably wouldn't have remembered it.
He didn't. I wonder if he had his beard in that one, or is that too early for the beard?
No, it was pre-beard, pre-beard days.
Pre-beard, all right.
That was funny. I asked him about that Star Trek thing, and he's like,
I never
what are you talking about? Ew, I got nothing on that. Okay, moving right along. Mr. Wyndham. Back when we did legal podcasts. Man, I saw this thing on what you're supposed to do in a podcast.
Yeah.
We don't do any of that right, man. We've been doing illegal fucking podcasting for damn near 10 years.
We're not getting rights to anything. Fuck that.
No. Well, have you made any money at this?
That's right. No, I have not.
I ain't made a dime. I ain't made a dime, Jack. So we're cool.
So we're good.
As long as you don't make any bread, I think you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Fuck them and feed them dog shit. And let's blow something up in honor of that.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know what to blow up. Because, man, remember I had that theory about blowing shit up that they use in commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My heart broke. It sank. It didn't break, but it sank. My heart sank.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching the YouTube, and they butt in with their Budinski commercials. I don't know what the fuck sneaker or car or whatever the fuck they were advertising. They had T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Who the what corporate son of a bitch shill sold out T-Rex, man?
Was it cheap?
That's cheap. No. Shit. It was even better. It was a great song.
Bang the Gong, was it?
No. They've done Bang the Gong before. I refrain. Yeah. You got to expect that.
Yeah.
Shoot. Can't think of the title of it, but it's that great song with the... Anyway. Needless to say, we're not blowing up T-Rex.
No.
Can't blow T-Rex.
No.
70s plant. So I went back to my old gym crack, my crack gym crack, which had all my old Shazams on there. And I don't know if you've heard this one or not, but I heard it enough times that I said, you know, time to blow that son of a bitch up. Yeah. Robin Thicke, the artist.
What is it?
Featuring... Thick, featuring Ferrell, J Balvin, and the Puppet Sinquinettes, I think. It's called Blurred Lines. Ladies and gentlemen, right. Blowing up Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
And here are tonight's winning pick 3 numbers. 8.
Fuck!
5.
Damn it!
5.
Holy shit! 8.
Everybody get up.
Good girl.
I know you want it.
Oh, yeah.
to call. I found voice of the magic, and he wrote it on the wall. I got healthy information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who told me if I'm fantasy. Home is on the south side, my heart is on the rim. Just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Gigantor Space Age Robot?
Hello.
The Gigantor?
It is Gigantor the Space Age Robot. I've cleared the atmosphere.
All right.
I was out trying to buy a monkey and buying a monkey. Monkey buying
happens,
stuff these days. It's kind of tough.
What's going on at Bedrock? What's going on at Bedrock?
Twitch.
Twitch.
Well,
there you go.
Gumby, are you seriously interested in what's going on in Bedrock?
I sure am.
Okay.
Betty.
Well, me too, but here's the thing. Fred and Barney decided they'd blow off work, okay? To go to the ball game. Bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Fred called his boss, didn't have no problem. When Barney called, man, they sent him to the doctor's office. And it went downhill from there.
I can imagine.
Hilarity ensued.
You know how it goes, you know. But
you don't do that
anyway.
Shit. You don't try to pull that off.
Well, I mean, I could pull it off, but I always go with the alien abduction story.
Right.
And that would work for the Flintstones because they have, you know, Harvey Corman.
Yes, that's right.
And the alien abduction story, that's what I always use, man. They go, dude, man, why didn't you come to work? Oh, geez, alien abduction.
I hear you.
Now, this is a funny story, I got to tell you, man. Where I work now, and this is really funny, man. This is the top story ever for blowing off work, all right? Listen to what this guy told the owner that I work for now. He come in like 2 hours late, right?
Okay.
He said that the FBI commandeered his car. Okay. He said that he was just getting gas on his way to work every normal day, like, you know. And they come up and commandeered his car. Okay. This guy actually said that.
I like that.
And they told him to just wait there at that convenience store. And then 2 hours later, they brought his car back. They needed it for, well, you know. I mean, that's creative.
That is creative. I like that.
Were they running like an undercover operation and they needed a vehicle?
They couldn't tell him. Whoa, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah, top secret
there,
shit.
Top secret.
Whoa there. Whoa there. They couldn't tell
us. That was probably one of them Rudy Giuliani butt dial things.
Well, you know what I'm saying. They couldn't tell the poor guy. They just took
I
the
like that.
Right.
I was damn
I thought it was really creative.
Uh-huh. And
you
there's
know.
No checking up on that. Mr.
Well,
Blake
you can't
catch
you,
his ass.
You can't check up on it because it's top secret, you know. Whoa there. Right?
Yeah.
I always thought I thought of it. I always thought I thought of that, but you know. Don't you think? That's a good one.
I reckon.
Write that one down.
Right.
Next
write
to the next job.
That's right. Oh, I'll be using that one next week. You know, the funniest thing happened.
Well,
yeah,
let's
now,
take.
If that happened,
yeah.
If I used it on him a second time.
Yeah, same boss. I like it.
Yeah, I go. You know what? I'm unbelievable. You know what I'm getting at?
Well, no, you're
going to
say, well, you're not going to believe this, man. You're never going to believe
they
this.
They commandeered the bike.
Yeah.
Fucking put
and then turn to the other guy. Turn to the other guy. Say, did your guy have gray hair and glasses? That's the guy that grabbed mine.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, Gumby. I don't have a car and I don't drive, so I'd have to say they commandeered the bus.
Yeah.
So, that should make news.
I put the kibosh on that one. I like it.
Well,
it's one of them speed
guy,
things,
look,
man.
Uh-huh.
He'd be like, ah, it's me. That's good. That's speed. Yeah. Well, I'd be like, he'd go, wouldn't that be on the news? No, it can't be on the news. It's top secret.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, I'm going to try that one. They commandeered the bus, you know. That was good. That was good. Wow. How fast did they have to go? Does anyone know?
You can't go slower than 55 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it was?
Like, everything was going good until Cano Reeves got on the fucking bus, man.
That's right. Shit, fucked it
shit
up.
Just it went south from there, man.
And somehow the bus jumped this listed part of the highway until it's 55.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it turned into a Chuck Jones cartoon, as far as I'm concerned.
That was you remember that? I've been watching them James Bond movies on Pluto. They got a whole James Bond channel, right?
I can't get into that anymore.
And where did James Bond just like? And I remember watching it with my oldest son. And where James Bond like became a cartoon show was when they did the stunt where he goes over the bridge, and they did the slide whistle, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's not very fucking cool, James Bond, man. That was kind of silly, you know.
Is that when he held up a sign that said "Yikes"?
Well, he was riding with that Southern Sheriff, remember? The dopey Southern Sheriff.
Yeah.
That's
that was
bitch.
A good one, Matt. That sign that said "Yikes!" Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how about some of them Bruce Willis movies, man? Where they're doing the I don't know what the hell. Oh, got it. I don't know what airplane it is.
Howard.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about here? The,
when the Nazis fell off the whatever they fell off. When did the Nazis fall off? They were in the car?
Oh, no.
And they were up higher than the Sears building? And they went through the sidewalk? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm talking about when they had the... I don't know. What airplane is it that can hover? You know what I'm talking about?
Helicopter?
Not a helicopter. It's an actual Air Force airplane.
What about that thing comes off that and avoids the bottom of sea? It's flying out. Hovers.
Yeah,
man,
there you go.
Was it that? Was it that thing?
No, that's where I'm at. So I'm at voice of the bottom.
How about the Jupiter?
Sea.
The Jupiter 7 on Lost in Space.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. What is the airplane I'm talking about? Can you guys help me out there? You know what I'm talking about?
XR549?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The one that can stay there and go backwards and all that crap.
There you go. Black Hawk down.
No, that's a helicopter, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus. I'm senile.
All right. I know. It's Goodyear.
There you go. It's a blimp. Blimp.
You guys are bad. That's true.
All right, man. We got to give a shout out to the lounge, man.
Yeah.
All right.
She's waiting. Oh, there's two now. Okay.
We got two now. So we got.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, number one.
Dr. Cake.
Thank God Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake. We love cake.
And
Possums love
what
cake.
A night. What a night to catch this program when you have special guest star. Gigantor, who can't remember what the fuck that plane's called.
Gigantor.
I just can't remember, you know.
The Harrier jet? Is that
no,
it?
No, you should know that.
The Harrier jet. It takes off a vertical takeoff. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I've been flying a lot, man. Remember,
drone,
I take the
you?
Bus, man. Remember,
drone?
Bus.
Maybe it's Skybus.
There you
go.
That's close, man. That's close.
Did someone
come and
hear your plane?
That's a good one. I could use that. I could go with that.
Uh-huh. There
Aldi
you go.
Jet.
I could go with that.
That's a new one. You put a little spin on the other guy's tail. I like it.
I go, well, after they commandeered my butt, well, forget it.
Yeah. I took the Harrier jet this morning by mistake. You know, I shouldn't have, but I did anyway. I knew it was needed a tune up, and I went to get gas. Okay, we got Dr. Cake, and it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake and her Harrier jet. Thank you for coming, darling.
Yeah.
A Cracker Jack night. Make sure to show up at Possum Hour Friday edition by Cracky.
Yeah.
By Cracky. I think it's weasel fucking time.
I met people from all over the world this week. There was a guy from Switzerland. He says, he's a very thin guy, not a fat guy. Not like, didn't look like Sergeant Schultz. I know that's what you're thinking. No, thin guy. And he says, would you like some chocolates? He brought me over a little bowl of chocolates from Switzerland. I had two chocolates from Switzerland. Dig it, man.
Yeah.
Good chocolate.
That's pretty cool right there.
Good chocolate. Very good chocolate. You like the chocolate? You want some chocolate? So I said, yeah, Swiss. I said, watches and chocolate, right? He goes, chocolate.
Next
hi, man.
Week.
It was International Week for the old Commodore.
So
and
there
we
was
also
no
have fly
Scotsman there, huh?
No, I didn't see a Scotsman. I didn't see a Scotsman, lad. I didn't. No, a lot of Germans.
You would like to
get
some Scotch.
With a bunch of South Koreans. I mentioned you, man. I mentioned you. I said my buddy was just over Busan. He said, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Whoa.
It's
pretty much International Week every day for me on the bus. I'm not joking, man.
It's Interplanetary Day, man. That's fucking interplanetary shit there.
You should have seen this chick on the bus today. I don't know where she come from, right? And, I'm not talking, I'm not saying good or bad. She had a couple kids with her, and one of them was, like, strapped to her back. When I say, like, strapped to her back, I mean, like, inappropriately.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is not a... I've never seen that.
By
like,
the neck,
put it that
you
way.
Mean? Something?
Well,
How
was
she sitting
on the
bus?
I don't even know if she pulled it off. I don't even know if she pulled this off. I'm serious, because she had two other kids, and this kid's little. And guess what? It worked. He'd give her no problems at all. Zero.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was just a piece of cloth, man. She kind of just strapped him in. I don't know if she even pulled this one off.
It was like a possum carrying his kid.
I don't even can explain it. It was kind of like a scarf, a big one. She just tied the kid to her back. I'm not even joking, man.
Yeah.
And he was cool as hell.
They do that in Asia.
I'm giving her props, man. It's like she did a good job on this, man. This kid gave her no problems at all, man. You know?
Nah,
no stroller, no nothing like that.
You reached across the aisle with that one, man.
Yeah.
She had two other kids to worry about. She's like, I'm just going to have to strap this one in and just go for it. And it worked.
Well, we also have Flycatch is also here. Flycatch.
Hey, Flycatch.
Flycatch says possums eat rotten apples and get intoxicated.
Possums not a party, baby. They don't fuck around.
And of course, Gigantor Space Age Robot. We'll go over this again real quick. Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be show without Dr. Cake. Flycatch. And goes without saying, Gigantor Space Age Robot. And Sinister Minister of Finance of Parking.
Thank
Professor
you,
R.J. Gumby.
Thank you kindly.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, or lady and gentlemen, ladies
and
gentlemen, or gentlemen. There you have it, the Possum Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Baby's got a crush on Frankenstein. She thinks that monster is divine. She says I'd be her Valentine if I had a stiff and jerky walk. If I'd always grunt instead of talk. If I had his look, she wouldn't balk at loving me. A no siree. Another one she digs is Dracula. That old vampire spectacular. To use my baby's own vernacular. His cool, cold-blooded, icy stare. His shiny, patent leather hair. The way his bat wings slap the air. Give her a chill, a kind of thrill. The creature from the Black Lagoon. Make my baby swoon. She said that she would dig me so much more if I looked a little more like a dinosaur. Well, old Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Crazy, baby.
Ah! Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Oh, I dig you.
Well, that's wonderful. Dig one up for me, too. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Dig it, man.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, man, that the Wilhelm scream was perfect in that blow-up. You actually made it like a song, the Wilhelm scream. It fit perfect.
But you don't want to overdo it, man. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I actually took one out. I said, man... But one Wilhelm too far, man. You gotta just, you know, you gotta the delicate balance. Thank you, though. Thank you for appreciating the effort, sir. Here on Possum Friday Hour, Possum.
All right. Let's see. It is weasel stomping time, you know.
Weasel stomping time, dude. Oh, let me ask you, Gigantor. Do you like sneezing?
I love it.
There you
Isn't
go.
Isn't that cool? It's like an orgasm.
I'm absolutely
for
a pro at it. Now, let me bring this into question. If
yes.
you need to sneeze and you look at the sun, does it help you to sneeze?
You told me that eons ago. In another lifetime,
yes.
you told
that
me.
Sounds
I know that,
familiar.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
And it does work sometimes.
I've heard that before.
It does work sometimes.
It works for some people. For some people, it don't. I've actually researched this because, I don't know. Just one day, I just wondered. And then I heard him talking about it on the news the other day, believe it or not. You know?
Yeah.
They brought, you know, to me, if I need to sneeze, and I, you know what I mean? You know, you have a sneeze coming on and you really want to sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that drives me crazy. What I do is I'll put my finger on one nostril and, like, go, like, get a little, vibration going. That'll make it happen.
That'll rankle them nose goblins. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys got to know what I mean. You do know what I mean.
Nostril-gasm.
When you're close to sneezing, it's imperative that you sneeze. So that's how I let you know.
You learn a lot here, Possum.
Sure.
Well, it's a very informative show.
I'm trying to work up to sneeze.
I think we're pretty much all Rhodes Scholars by now.
Yeah, but it's Lonesome Rhodes. That's the problem.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm pushing that a little bit. But I don't know. We're fairly intelligent.
Fairly.
All right, we're stupid. What the hell?
You could be a winner. Awesome.
All right.
Yay. What is it?
Hey. You're in luck. Or not. Because it's time again, once again, for 3 minutes. We'll never get back. Now.
All right.
Time of year again, the fall, you know, the leaves are changing, the kids are going back to school, right?
Uh-huh.
You ever tried driving around the neighborhood around 3 o'clock?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That goddamn school bus. Jiminy Christmas. Can't that crippled kid walk any faster?
That's right, man.
That's why I take the bus.
That's right.
Yeah, but even the bus gets stuck behind the school bus.
That's true.
Double down on your displeasure. At least with the adult bus, you can pass the motherfucker and maybe hit somebody, you know? It's against the law to pass the school bus.
Decker rules by design, right? He goes, even the bus gets held up by the school bus, and you're dead right.
Even the bus gets held up by him. You'll never get back.
Why is this traffic so slow? Hey, why ask? I can't speed up, and I can see no way I can pass. I want to scream. I want to cuss. How many kids can they fit onto that bus? Holding up about 17 cars. That bus picks up kids about every 10 yards. They make my morning commute so hard. And now here comes a crossing guard.
Stuck behind a school bus.
Coffee buzz. I got a tease. What's that up ahead? Oh man, I can't see. Plumes of black exhaust blowing my way. I guess I'm gonna be a little late today. Will it ever end? I don't know. Who knows when? Yeah, it looks like I will be late again. Classes have started now, so that should be it. Oh no, no, no! A field trip.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yeah. All right.
I take my gum out. It's time to do the news. I'll reiterate what Flycatch said. Possums eat rotten apples and get intoxicated. There you go. All right. Now, with that bit of information tucked in your gunny sack. See. Oh, man.
Drunken possums running around.
Yeah, drunken possums. You know, I saw this thing before the show, and I know what our conclusion. I'll travel through time, as Teddy Smiles would say. We're going backward through time. But
yeah.
I saw this thing, medical news. This is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. And everybody's going to go, you know what? That's ridiculous. 40 foods to avoid for men over 40. You know? And, I mean, it starts off with sensible things. Fast foods.
Fuck
this is canned. Oh, wait a minute. It bookmarked it. In a
pod of meat, I'm sure it's in there.
I've fast forwarded to number 21, and then they got like canned soup, pasta sauce, processed peanut butter, vegetable oils, boxed mac and cheese, bottled coffee, toasted waffles, diet
soda.
So
what are you supposed to eat?
Exactly.
What
the fuck is supposed to eat?
Something.
There's nothing left, man. There's nothing left.
You gotta, when you hit 40,
French fries,
you
beef, donuts.
You gotta go out in the front lawn and graze when you hit 40. That's what you gotta do.
Look at this.
What the fuck?
Veggie burgers. Don't eat them. Oh, you thought? Oh no, veggie burgers. Sugar-free candy.
Dumb,
fuck that. Doritos.
Dumb,
they don't,
man.
The Dorito jerky.
Dumb,
come on.
Get
out.
Go
get
out of the front yard and graze, man. Get with the rabbits, man. You got to get with the rabbits.
They don't,
food, man.
They don't even know.
Come on. You know what? You know what? I got bad news for everybody. Here's some. Ready? This is that serious stuff, too. We're all going to die. It's over. Eat. Enjoy. You know,
who cares if it's sooner
than
later?
Now, why in the hell would that change when you're over 40? Come on. That's just dumb. I think these people are stupid. I think they're stupid. Well, Jack has said he goes, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're not stupid. They're just overly cautious to a point where it's ridiculous.
Oh, no. There's overly cautious, then they're stupid.
Well, the first one on the list... The first one on the list was margarine, and that's stupid to eat at any age. Margarine is stupid at any age.
Well, you know,
don't ever eat margarine.
Email me this list. I'm going to eat it all.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
In a sandwich.
Better chance.
In a bun. On a bun.
You have a much better chance of getting hit by the car if you leave your house, too.
On a bun.
If you don't leave your house... Love you getting hit by a car goes way down, so should I never leave
the fast food, like, you know, generally, if you eat a lot of fast food, it's bad for you. Anyway. Oh, jeez. Ted just farted. Holy crap and fucking crap. All right,
geez, that's no good.
All right.
DEFCON fucking 12, dude. Right. Holy shit. Where's that candle?
Whoa, my God. Whoa there, Teddy. Whoa there,
Mother of mercy. Jeez, I wish I was Catholic. I'd know how to pray. Woo! Here. Whoa!
Christ yourself.
Damn. Okay.
Whoa there, Teddy. Whoa there.
So, you know, like, you know how they're always, like, Halloween is, they're always, like, talking about poison candy and whatnot, right?
Yeah. There's no record of that.
Razor blades and apples and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's no record of any of that going on.
Yes, there is.
There is?
Yes.
Lay it on it.
There. All right. Let me see if I can find my scary music, man.
Yul Gibbons? Does anyone remember Yul Gibbons?
Sure. Yeah, sure. We all remember Yul. Sure.
And he died
sure.
when he was like 53.
Yep.
Sure.
I'm smoking.
Remember that? He's like,
no, he died of an ulcer. He ate. He was addicted to aspirin, and he ate a hole in his stomach.
Well,
and,
that's probably a bad idea, but I mean, that,
I
you know, why he...
Smoking.
Now, listen, he should have been eating chicken... the most greasy food and everything then, right? Because he's going to die from being addicted to aspirin. And this dude's out there eating tree bark. Bad
hey,
idea.
Hey,
but
that guy. Yeah, okay.
He just dug tree bark, though, man. That was like
a
kink.
He's a great nuts guy. Remember great nuts
guy? Yeah,
it's
a kink, man. That's a kink.
He's like
I thought you were talking about et cetera, Yul Brynner. Or whatever his name is.
No. Yul Gibbons.
Oh, okay. Yul Gibbons.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I choose a boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast. Boneless roast. Pork.
I choose a boneless roast. Boneless
pork. Pork.
Sirloin.
I love a good pork sandwich.
I choose a boneless
sirloin. Pork sandwich.
Pork sirloin.
Pork sandwich. I rub my roast with 2 teaspoons of spiced salt and granulated pepper, and I roast it first uncovered in a roasting pan with a lid for 20 minutes at 475 degrees. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. When the fat is browned, I take the roast from the oven and lift it out of the roasting pan. I take a pound of pitted prunes and 2 onions peeled and cut into 8 and stir them into the pan drippings with a cup of red wine. Then I set the pork back in the pan on the bed of prunes and onions. I toss in 2 or 3 cloves and a bay leaf, and I cover it tightly. The pork should roast 30 minutes per pound of meat, so for our 5-pound roast, it will take about 2.5 hours. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. Let me tell you, the smell of this roasting should drive the most complacent family wild with desire. Somehow, the kitchen starts to smell like some wonderful magic is taking place, and believe me, it is. The prunes taste divine. Even prune haters will love them. Your reputation as a cook should take off from here. Sit back and enjoy the compliment. Boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast.
Well, that's clear that I'm about to lose the week.
Wow.
I like it. Even prune haters will like that song.
Well, I mean, you know, we was arguing about what's good for you and everything. That just cleared it right up. There, that's what
right.
You
yeah.
The bone was
cleared it straight up. I mean, you can't. Well, Uncle Vinny knows. You eat potatoes and say, you know, just listen to Vincent Price and you eat good.
All right.
Live forever.
Let's go back. Let's turn the clock. We're going again. We're going backward in time.
All right.
Every Halloween, there are horror tales of children being given sweets with needles, broken glass, or razor blades, right?
Thank God.
But only once, has a child actually been killed by dainted candy.
All right. So, what was in the killer candy?
Man, where's my fucking scary music, man? Damn it.
You can all make it.
You doing good by yourself there. Go ahead, John. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. What was it? I'm scared, man.
This year, I'm giving out $1 million bills from Ken Ham. I just bought it from Ken Ham. I'm giving out $1 million bills.
I know what it was. It was a roast. It was a boneless roast.
Was it a boneless roast?
I'm sorry. Maybe not. But, it was a good guess.
All right. Here we go. 8-year-old Timmy O'Brien died after eating a pixie stick.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Which turned out to be packed with enough cyanide to kill two people.
Oh, and a pixie stick? Oh, that is just so wrong.
A pixie stick. It was given to him by his father, Ronald.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did it?
Father.
So he could claim a life insurance policy that paid off his $100,000 worth.
No.
$100,000? He did in his own son for $100,000.
How much?
Wow.
$100,000.
How much? Oh,
$100,000.
All right, that's the worst thing I've ever heard, man. Ever.
Nicknamed the Candy Man, or the man who killed Halloween, O'Brien was convicted of murder in 1975 and executed by lethal injection 9 years later.
Woo-hoo!
There you go.
That's scary, man. That was a good job. That was very scary, man.
That was very scary.
McDonald's French fries.
Man's bad days.
Scary shit.
I'm not going to eat nothing but roast, boneless roast. You know,
that's it.
Yeah, that wasn't on the list. For the shit that's bad for you, boneless roast was not on there.
Bon
appetit. Sports fans. All right. Now, here's the Schadenfreude ironic story of the week. You ready for this?
Yes. Lay it on it.
An experienced Arkansas hunter was found severely injured in the woods Tuesday night. His body riddled with antler puncture wounds.
Oh!
He
lived.
Yeah.
That's how I want
66-year-old. Yeah, he shot a deer, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he goes over, you know, he's like, yeah, we're going to get the deer there. And then the deer wasn't dead. And gored him to death. So.
The deer was mad, huh?
Yeah. The wounded buck has not been found or responded to any questioning, so.
Also considered armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, until he sheds that rack, you know. But do they shed a rack? The deer? They shed their rack like moose?
I think they do. I think they, let's get Dr. K.
Dr. K. No. Deer shed. Deer shed their rack.
So. No.
No.
Not male deer. No, male deer rags don't get shed, man, or they would never be like 12 or 14 point deer, you know what I mean?
I guess.
I don't think
well, because I know the moose do, because didn't you ever Sidwick the moose, you know?
I don't go chasing shedding moose, but I could be wrong on the deer thing.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know.
I'm not big on antler lore.
You know what? I don't know for a reason. You know?
He's got to get that guy's DNA off his fucking antlers is what he's got to do.
Well, I think that, well, the deer... Boy, that's... Oh, wow. The deer is considered armed and dangerous, I would say.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Hey, in fairness to the deer... Officials are not certain that the antler wounds were the official cause of his death. Okay? He may have died from the heart attack he had.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And the deer was just poking him to see if he's alive.
Right.
Oh, my God. I was so dumb.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Billy! Oh, yeah.
Fried rice, chunky peanut butter. Well, that was a sumptuous meal, wasn't it?
Jambalaya!
Jambalaya!
Dig.
Cake says, wow, all the classics tonight.
Uh-huh. Now we know how to eat. I mean, it's just...
And I'm sure you got the other one where he cooks little kids, right? Or am I ruining it?
If you'd like, okay. we'll schedule that one for a little later here. What do we got? You got pork right. chops, small boys, small
you
boys.
Almost got
there you go.
Small boys. Yeah.
You almost got to go there. You almost have to now.
There you go.
It's like, you know, things not to eat and then things to eat.
Well, why waste time?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
If I am feeling particularly ambitious, I make a real curry, plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with meats on the bone, but for my guests, I only want to serve small boys. I like to look around for some really exotic and very hot ones. That's the way my wife likes them. I then skin the boys and take all of the meat from the bone. The easy way is to stab them one at a time with a fork and heat them over a gas flame on the stove until the skin bursts. It then peels right off. What fun. To make the curry itself is child's play. A very simple, but a very elegant dish. Nothing makes a more exotic party. I generally lower all the lights and burn a little child to help create a mood. And then I have sitar records and put them on the stereo, and that helps tremendously. Candles winking everywhere are very romantic. The visual display of the curry, all the condiments, and the boys is really spectacular. This meal depends on you to create a mood, so be daring. Use a different tablecloth or a brilliant remnant of material. Pull out all the brass and copper you can find. Wear dangling earrings and a draped sari if you have it, and every bracelet you can find. Your guests will talk about this dinner party for weeks.
Damn, Skippy.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty!
That's what we atheists eat.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah, it was.
You lost me.
All right, well, it's the anniversary of the death of Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is
he died?
Today?
He died. Why they do that? Why they put up like dude's face on his day he died?
How's he doing now?
Well, he's better now. He's feeling no pain. That skin condition cleared right up.
I'm on his Wikipedia now. Apparently, he died from cyanide of a pixie stick. This shit's going around, man. Be cautious out there.
It was
kid.
The pixie stick.
Yes, the pixie stick.
Well, I mean, he did do that movie with all them chicks in it, remember?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Goldfoot and the Invisible Bikini.
Man.
Yeah.
The Robot Bikini. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, we owe him for that one.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe.
Vincent Price, one of my favorites, man. His movies, his TV shit.
The best thing he's done, man. The best thing he's ever done was the Brady Bunch Hawaii special.
The Brady Bunch Hawaii episode? Come on.
He was involved in that.
I didn't know possums were carnivorous.
Wow, good one, man. I can't believe you pulled that out.
Was it, sucker?
That's rough.
Man, once you do
really
the Brady Bunch,
really?
Boy, there's just no turning back from that, is there?
That was just highlight. That was it. Yeah.
You know what? I don't have any, like, Brady Bunch music. I don't have any Brady Bunch music. Hey, man, we've been joined by Cheech. Cheech. Cheech.
Oh, Apple Cheech.
We've been joined by...
All right, tweet out.
Cheeks, do I have a proper...
Jay's not here, man.
Jay's not here. She says boo. She says boo.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah!
All right. This is the best I can do. This is the best I can come up with. How's that?
Man, if John would show up, it would be great.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
You know, if John would show up, wouldn't it be great?
Who? Who?
John. John.
John.
John.
John.
He said Cheech showed up.
John. Ching Chang Chong.
Yeah, Eddie.
Ching Chang Chong. Tommy Chong.
You can't do that.
Hey, man, I was talking to this Chinese guy, man, and I'm like, dude, when you guys have X's and shit in your names, it really fucks me up, man. And he goes, it pronounced she. So when you see the X in a Chinese guy name, it's shush. It's like the shush sound, S-H. Shush.
Hey, yeah.
It's not Z like Xavier or H like Javier. It's shh, like shut the fuck up. Like that.
Something I gotta remember.
X in Chinese.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what. I love people who aren't Americans because, for one thing, they're not Americans and they appreciate art and they're cool. You know, they're not like Americans.
Yeah. You sent them out from there, Commodore.
Yeah. Why is that, man?
I want to keep that in mind, though. With the X.
Yeah,
although I don't hang out with a lot of
name, Exerly. 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 Exerly, Chase.
I don't know, man. Suddenly, this love you have for foreigners, man, it seemed to come rather suddenly, like after you had some chocolate. What is that guy putting in the
chocolate? I like the chocolate. The chocolate. I bought the chocolate.
Put some kind of a love
in the chocolate.
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 Jettison out.
Chocolate.
Gigantor. Jettison out.
Hey, man.
Out.
Fuck.
Had a blast, you guys. Did you fun?
Oh, you're beaming out? You're beaming out?
Beaming out.
You're going to beam out before the polka?
I love
GT Trenton? Is this GT Trenton acting like Gigantor?
This is GT Trenton's dream come true.
Yeah.
I'm down at the convention center the other day.
I see this millennial schmuck with long hair sitting there, and it's all curly. He looks like Weird Al Yankovic. I was going to say, hey, happy 60th or fucking birthday, Weird Al.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Gigantor did beam out.
Uh-huh.
As he threatened.
Places to go, things to do.
So it's just us and what do you call Cheeks and Dr. Cake over there.
All right. Okay. Here you go. Right.
Let's turn out the lights, see what develops.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
A little photography. Yeah, eh? Whoa.
Woo-woo Ginsburg.
I forget here. Yeah, this dude did look exactly like Weird Al. He's sitting there on his gym crack in front of the exhibit hall, and I was going to go, hey, Weird Al, happy birthday. I wondered if he would get it, that he looks like Weird Al, or...
Was it a young
good way to get...
say?
Yeah, he didn't look older than 30. He's a young'un. Nice head of hair. Oh, boy. I'd kill for that head of hair. I tell you what. What I could do with curls like that, I couldn't tell you. It would go on and on forever and ever.
Yes.
Well.
Julie White got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders. Right here.
Bernie.
Heart attack? Fuck you. I'll have 12 heart attacks and still be a better president than this schmagoo. Jesus Christ, what? What the fuck? I mean, knock, knock, knock. Hello, is anybody home? Man. Could be the first president. Elected to a second term who has been impeached. Wrap your mind around that.
Which clearly states that there's something fucking wrong with the system.
Oh, maybe. All right. Well, we're running short on time.
Yes, we are.
Well, yes, Cheeks. Gym crack. It's like doodad, a gadget. A showy ornament.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
It's a dingus.
Dingus. A dingus. The fucking Dingus Corporation. Makers of gym cracks.
There you go. Our sponsor.
And gadgets. And widgets and whatnots. Well, you'll have to, Cheeks, you'll have to blame Strother Martin. That's the first time I noticed the word in the English language. And he said it. And, yeah, I know. We only got 30 seconds. Canadian. Well, thank you, Canadian babes, for showing up. What's that?
Mose Allison has it in the title of his album. Remember that?
You don't say. You don't
say. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
10 seconds. We got to beam out of here.
Beaming
out. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Tequila.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!